美国发布2021年度宗教自由报告，国务卿布林肯在公布报告时说，中国继续针对多数为穆斯林信徒的维吾尔人和其他少数宗教族裔实施种族灭绝与压制。另外，他也赞扬台湾提倡宗教自由的努力。详细情况，请美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅来介绍。耀毅。
现在美国国务院在6月2号发布了2021年度的国际宗教自由报告。那么在发布会上呢，美国国务卿布林肯是严词的批评中国镇压境内的各种宗教的信徒。我们看一下布林肯国务卿怎么说。
Continues its genocide and repression of predominantly Muslim Uyghurs and other religious minority groups. Since April 2017, more than 1 million Uyghurs, ethnic Kazakhs, Kyrgyz, and others.have been detained in internment camps in Xinjiang. PRC continues to harass adherents of other religions that it deems out of line with Chinese Communist Party doctrine, including by destroying Buddhist, Christian, Islamic, and Taoist houses of worship, and by erecting barriers to employment and housing for Christians, Muslims, Tibetan Buddhists, and Falun Gong practitioners.
那个美国的这个国际宗教自由报告呢，是在1998年在克林顿政府时期呢来开始进行的第一份报告。那么是来追踪包括有200个国家与地区的宗教自由。那么第一份的报告呢，是由刚刚在今年3月过世的，同时也是美国史上第一位女性国务卿这个 Albright 所来发布的。那么在今天的发布会上呢，美国国务院的国际宗教自由无任所大使 Rashid Hassan 则说呢，有太多的政府还在顽固的镇压自己的人民，毫不意外的，中华人民共和国就是当中一个鲜明的例子。那此外呢，布林肯国务卿也在发布会上赞扬了台湾在宗教自由上面的显著进展。我们看一下布林肯国务卿怎么说。
This year's report includes several countries where we see notable progress, thanks to the work of governments, civil society organizations, and citizens. For example, last year, the Kingdom of Morocco launched an initiative to renovate Jewish heritage sites, like synagogues and cemeteries.And to include Jewish history in the Moroccan public school curriculum. In Taiwan, authorities are making it easier to report employers who refuse to give their workers a weekly rest day in order to attend religious services. In Timor-Leste, the new president, Ramos Horta, recently pledged to defend the rights of all citizens, regardless of religious background. And in Iraq, national leaders welcomed Pope Francis for the first ever papal visit to the country.where he conducted Christian interfaith ceremonies in Baghdad, in Mosul, and in the Iraqi Kurdish region.
布林肯国务卿表示呢，宗教自由不只是一个基本人权，也是拜登政府的重要外交政策的优先事项。那美国政府会继续的与世界各国以及公民社会一同来捍卫这项权利。卡拉。
好的，感谢耀毅的连线报道。